91X News.
It's 11 degrees and cloudy at 5 o'clock. Good afternoon, I'm Sam Norman. One of Quebec's most prominent student protest groups is dropping its demand for free university educations for all and calling for a tuition freeze. Tens of thousands of students have been demonstrating almost daily against the province's plan to raise tuition by nearly 75% over 5 years. Even with that increase, Quebec would still have one of the lowest tuition fees in the country. A century-old home and barn have been destroyed in a blaze on Roblin Way north of the 401. Fire departments from Quinte West and Belleville responded to the blaze early this morning. Several homes were evacuated from the surrounding area because of falling embers. There were no injuries resulting from the fire. The Obama administration is expressing outrage that Syrian troops fired into a refugee camp in neighboring Turkey. AP White House correspondent Mark Smith reports.
White House Press Secretary Jay Carney is among those condemning the Syrian attack, which caused a number of casualties among the refugees in Turkey, and in his view, added to fears of a wider conflict.
This activity is yet another indication that the regime's crackdown could significantly undermine stability in the region.
The Turkish border incident follows similar cross-border attacks into Lebanon and comes despite Syria's publicly accepting a UN ceasefire. With the deadline for that truce now just hours away, U.S. officials say there has been no sign of Assad's forces taking steps to honor it. Mark Smith at the White House.
Cuba's former leader Fidel Castro is criticizing Prime Minister Stephen Harper and his government for causing environmental damage through the extraction of crude oil from Alberta oil sands.
The father of the communist revolution in Cuba has written a 1,200-word essay on the state of hemispheric affairs that was published over the weekend. Fidel Castro handed the Cuban presidency to his brother Raúl 4 years ago, but still periodically offers up his musings on the state of the world in postings on his government's website. His latest is called Stephen Harper's Illusions. In it, Castro claims the U.S. is forcing Canada to extract oil, which is causing irreparable damage to the environment. He also accuses Canadian mining companies of harming millions of people throughout Latin America. Murray Brewster, The Canadian Press, Ottawa.
New York City police are confirming that they have arrested a Quebec woman for allegedly stalking actor Alec Baldwin. A police spokesman says Genevieve Sebourin was arrested last night at Baldwin's Manhattan home. She was arrested and charged with aggravated harassment and stalking. It isn't clear how long the alleged stalking had been going on, but police say the criminal complaint dates back to last Thursday. A spokeswoman for the Manhattan District Attorney says Sebourin has not yet been arraigned. The United States says a rocket launch by North Korea would be highly provocative, and a nuclear test would be equally bad if not worse. State Department spokeswoman Victoria Nuland says the U.S. is urging North Korea not to carry out either.
They shouldn't be doing either, and any of these types of action are just going to further isolate them.
Nuland says she was not in a position to confirm whether the North was preparing for its third nuclear test, in addition to a long-range rocket launch expected after Wednesday. A former sex worker who survived an attack on Robert Pickton's farm 5 years ago is set to testify at the public inquiry into the case in Vancouver. The hearings are examining not only the failed police investigation into Pickton, but also the Crown's decision not to prosecute Pickton for the 1997 attack. The woman, who's testifying Tuesday and can only be identified as Miss Anderson, told Pickton's preliminary hearing that she got into Pickton's car and drove with him to his Port Coquitlam farm in exchange for $100. Anderson testified she and Pickton got into a bloody knife fight after Pickton slipped a handcuff onto one of her wrists. This sent both of them to hospital with life-threatening injuries. Pickton was charged with attempted murder, but the Crown declined to prosecute over concerns about how the woman's drug addiction would affect her testimony. After Pickton's arrest in 2002, investigators discovered the DNA of three missing women on evidence seized from Pickton after the 1997 attack. This evidence included boots, a jacket, and a package of condoms. Alberta Premier Alison Redford says she is concerned that an atmosphere of fear and anger is starting to take hold during the current election campaign. She says she was shocked after learning of a doorstep altercation involving Education Minister Tomek Lekuczyk and a Wild Rose supporter in Edmonton on the weekend. Redford says candidates need to be able to go out to talk to the public and be safe while doing so.
It's absolutely fine for people to have differences of opinion, but for people to have been so emotional and so worked up that happened is really unfortunate. You know, decisions will be made as to what the outcome of all of that is, but I was concerned to hear it. I don't think that's the way we want politics in Alberta to be, and hopefully we'll all take a step back and think about behavior again.
Lukacs says he was hit by a Wild Rose supporter while door knocking on Saturday, though the resident says he simply steered the minister off his property. Some GO trains were delayed earlier today after a body was found on the tracks west of Toronto's Union Station. Toronto Police Staff Sergeant Susan Thorning says the cause of death has not yet been determined, and police don't know how the person ended up on the tracks. Police have not released the victim's age or gender, and says the matter is still under investigation. That's 91X News to 502. Keenan Weaver has sports next.
Meta Employment Services.
At Meta Employment Services, we'll help you plan your future. You'll work with experienced counselors who'll develop an individualized plan starting with career counseling. You'll choose a long-term career path leading to skills training, self-employment, or re-employment, all at no cost to you. This Employment Ontario service is funded in part by the Government of Canada.
Meta Employment Services.
Meta, let us work for you. In the Sydney Plaza, Belleville. Call 966-9069.
Good afternoon, I'm Keenan Weaver with 91X Sports. In Junior A action, the Stouffville Spirit head up to Whitby to face off against the Fury. The Spirit beat the Fury 2-1 last night on home ice and lost to Whitby 4-2 on Friday. In the NHL, Chicago Blackhawks captain Jonathan Toews says he is confident he'll be able to play in Thursday's playoff opener after missing the final 22 games of the regular season with a concussion. The six-seeded Blackhawks will be facing a Phoenix Coyotes team that beat them in three of four meetings this season. Speaking of the Coyotes, Phoenix goaltender Mike Smith, Tampa Bay Lightning center Steven Stamkos, and Pittsburgh Penguins center Sidney Crosby were named the NHL's three stars of the week on Monday. Smith earned a second straight weekly award after posting a 3-0 record that included a 54-save shutout against Columbus. Stamkos captured the second star with 4 goals in 4 games to become the first player since Alex Ovechkin in 1995-96 season to reach the 60-goal mark. He captured a second Maurice Richard trophy as the NHL's goal-scoring leader and finished second in the points race with a career-high 97. Crosby had 3 goals, including 2 game-winners and 3 assists as the Penguins won their final 3 games to finish fourth in the Eastern Conference. The NHL action continues on Wednesday, with the Flyers heading to Pittsburgh to take on the Penguins, the Red Wings fly over to Nashville, and the Canucks host the LA Kings in Vancouver. Eric Hosmer and Billy Butler homered and drove in 3 runs apiece as the Kansas City Royals beat the Los Angeles Angels 7-3. Kansas City took 2 of 3 in their season opening series. Angels second baseman Howie Kendrick was asked if he's concerned about starting the season on a weak note.
No, because we got, 159 left? So we got a great team here. And if we're going to get down about losing these, losing 2 in a row, and then why are we even here?
In the NBA, Kevin Garnett scored 20 points to help lead the Boston Celtics to a 103-79 win over the struggling Philadelphia 76ers. Garnett says they played smart team basketball while winning 7 of their last 9.
I think what you see is this is all coming together. Force consistency, I think the defensive pressure has been there. I think for the most part, the effort, the strategies, everybody understands the strategic and what we're doing, and it's all coming together.
Fans of women's beach volleyball, fear not. Top players say they won't be switching from bikinis to the more modest uniforms approved recently by the International Volleyball Federation. Bikinis have been the standard Olympic uniform since beach volleyball became an official event at the 1996 Atlanta Games. Send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Sam Norman with 91x weather.
Thank you, Keenan. Today, mainly cloudy with a 30% chance of showers and a high of 10. Tonight, cloudy, 30% chance of showers changing to 70% chance overnight, and a low of +4. Tuesday, cloudy with a 70% chance of showers and a high of 7. Right now it's 11 degrees. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. I'm Sam Norman with Keenan Weaver for 91X News.